The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Happy Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend. It's crazy out there. Just getting worse and worse. I go to some of these alleged news sites, like the Communist News Network, and I honestly see just brassy, obscene evidences all the time of this war to destroy Donald Trump. I see headlines that are corrupted and twisted in their meaning, obviously anti-Trump headlines. I see pictures taken from freeze frames in videotape or otherwise digital recordings of Trump that make him look stupid while putting pictures that make Bush and Cruz and the others look normal. It's really embarrassing as a professional. And then you see some of these people on these pundit programs, and there was one on, I think it was CNN, and they had some lame-brained woman on there as opposed to lame-brained men, and she said, clearly that was Donald Trump's worst performance. He did very badly. He stubbed his, he fell, on and on. And the idiot couldn't even look at the time poll or the Drudge poll. Trump had an awesome debate, annihilated the competition, if you look at it objectively, and again proved that this effort to destroy him is there, it's huge, and it has to be fought. So if you are of a mind to support Trump, and I just ask you to support whoever you will, you've got to make the effort. You can't sit down and say, well, the people will do it. You are the people. You have to make the effort. You need to talk to your friends, find some good videos, and if someone says, well, I really don't know, ask them to look at the YouTube video. Get a 10-minute clip, 5-minute clip, whatever. There are lots of them. I've got tons of them on my site. And you can just pass them along and say, you can play the game and say, I really don't know what to make of this guy. Would you look at this video and tell me? People love that. They love to be consulted. Then you'll get them to look at it. At least expose them to the remarkable man who is not owned by anyone, who is running with his own money, self-funded, because he cares about you and he cares about this republic. And he is the most remarkable thing I have seen in my life since John F. Kennedy. And in many ways, he is more popular at this stage in his career than Kennedy was. This is a chance, our last chance. And many of you say, well, he's just a player. They'll take him over. And all right, maybe. But even if the man is able to fulfill half of what he has promised, I'll take it. and be real happy. Tex Mars joins us now once a month from Texas. Hello, Tex. Welcome.
Hey, Jeff Rent, it's great to be with you again. I was listening to your very wise opening, talking about Donald Trump and all the opposition against him. The people who listen to the Jeff Rent show are very, very smart, very intelligent. And they know who opposes us and who doesn't. People listen to your voice, but they know who is against us, the global elite.
Indeed.
The people on that stage. So I suspect you've got a really strong audience that favors Donald Trump. Of course, many people are, they have their doubts. But still, compared
that's
to the other
okay.
guys.
That's okay. That's what the primary season is about, to resolve doubts. So look at it. Look at them all objectively. It's no contest. That's my view.
That's true, Jeff. And, realized I was going to be on your program tonight and really looking forward to it. I sat down and I wrote about eight or nine, let's just call them the planks of the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that ever since the days of Franklin Roosevelt, which is 70 years ago, the elite, the global elite, we can call them the Illuminati, you can call them anything you want, but we know who they are, and they're not us. They're not the average American. And they're not they're not religious, they're not my political party either. They're both parties. And they're basically a war party, a money party. But, they've worked very hard for about 70 years and used billions of dollars in propaganda, most of it our taxpayer money, to bend our minds to convince us of their agenda. So I wrote down the things that are primary for their agenda. I said, okay, what do they really want? In 70 years, at meetings of Bilderbergers, every year they meet, at least once a year the Bilderbergers meet.
Right.
Of course, they meet at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, every year. The Council on Foreign Relations is a permanent organization of some 3,000 Americans, and they meet regularly, and they put out propaganda. They put out a magazine called Foreign Affairs, and you can read what they're up to by reading Foreign Affairs, which I do. And so the Council on Foreign Relations, of course, is a very dangerous group. So all of these groups, you ask yourself, what do they want? Now, what they want is totally opposite what American people want. But that's, most people don't even know about these organizations. And most of them, the Bilderbergers and others, the Bohemian Grove, they've denied they exist. We don't even exist, they say. You don't know what you're talking about. Of course, we now know, and we've publicized them, got pictures of them, and been in there, and all kinds of things. So we know what their agenda is. And, I decided to look, why do they hate Donald Trump so much? What have they got against him? Why are they afraid of him? Isn't he one of them? He's a billionaire, like most of them are. What are they afraid of? And I'll tell you, I decided, after looking at all of these planks, all of these important parts, they're components of the New World Order, he is going to upset the apple cart in a terrible way. And they just cannot have, they cannot believe 70 years of hard work of devil activities, absolute devilish activities. And now we may vote a man in who will upset their apple cart, who will throw out all of their hard work. They are going to fight this guy. I think they will probably kill him. They will kill him if they can't find any other way to destroy him. So I think this is a serious matter. We're sitting here a day or two out when a Supreme Court judge died with a pillow over his head. And people say, well, he just died of natural causes. Yeah, that's what you do. You always lay down in bed. You put a pillow over your head and smother yourself to death.
There's more. Tex, let me say one thing, please. This was an obvious murder. Obvious.
Right.
They call in Texas, you have to have a justice of the peace. D.V. Kidd just lost her husband. A justice of the peace has to come over and pronounce the body dead and determine if there's going to be an autopsy or not. Some lame imbecile justice of the peace didn't even bother to go to the dude ranch, phoned in and said, natural causes, embalm him.
Boy.
Can you smell a rat? A huge rat. There it is. He was in bed. The dude ranch owner said that he found him in bed on his back with his night clothes perfect, not wrinkled, and the bed clothes perfect, not wrinkled. They put him in bed. Killed him. Yeah, he's dead.
That's right. And people don't understand the CIA has a heart stun gun. It'll give you a heart attack.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just like, you know, it's a gun. It looks like a gun. And they have all these instruments, but I think they wanted us to know that they murdered him. And there's nothing we can do about it. Or they would not have left a pillow on his head. They would have left the pillow. I mean, at least take the pillow off a guy. Goodness gracious.
You know why they left it on?
They're dead with a pillow over his head.
They left it on, Tex, to thumb their nose at us. I really believe
they did. They really did. And so this is very serious. And I think, you know, Donald Trump, he must know that he's in for serious business here. John F. Kennedy, I mean, first they killed him, then they killed his brother. And so Ted was scared to death. I suppose Ted, you know, he was an alcoholic, Ted Kennedy, and he didn't want to get in that briar patch, so he just, you know, sort of aced on out. But then they ended up killing John F. Kennedy's son in that aircraft crash.
Absolutely. Yep. Blew the tail off the plane with a little cigarette pack size of explosive up in the glove compartment, the luggage department in the back. Boom, gone. And the journalist who was on the beach and saw the flash, heard the explosion, and the plane went right down. Has not
there
been
go,
seen. He's gone. He's gone.
Just, that's it. And I've got evidence that he had flown the day before to Canada and had a private meeting with Edgar Bronfman of the World Jewish Congress.
John Kennedy Jr. met with the arch enemy.
Yeah, he met with Edgar Bronfman.
Oh my.
I wonder if, you know, they had a little argument, and, you know, and Bronfman said, well, goodbye. We'll see you around, you know. So this is the kind of things we have going. This is not anything to joke about. We need to get serious here. If we're going to back Trump or anybody, that will destroy these components. I'm not saying he's going to do it the first day in office, maybe not even the first 4 years, because these things are going to take time. And they control our Congress. Paul Ryan is a joke, as is McConnell. They're jokes. And most of the Congress is. And most of them, they have dossiers on them. They've been blackmailed. And they're told, well, when you get out, you'll be enriched. You'll get, you know, millions of dollars working as a lobbyist or doing nothing. Just having your name out there. We'll make you rich. Just do what we want now. So he's going to have to fight this kind of a horrible person. And they're all over Washington, D.C. So we really need to support this guy. And so when he gets up and all these rhinos, and you and I know what rhinos are. I think your audience knows. Republicans in name only. When they try to attack him and fight him, and he actually said, you know, I love this last debate, Jeff. What do you think about his statement that George W. Bush intentionally lied to us to get us into a war? That means, if that's true, and of course I'm convinced it is, and I'd really like to know your opinion on that. I'm convinced of it. So if he lied to us, he needs to be brought in, indicted, put on trial, and if it's a state where they have a death penalty, give them a death penalty. Because they're going to find him guilty.
I
George W. Bush guilty.
Yeah.
If he did what Donald Trump said, and I'm convinced he did, I think he deserves a death penalty.
There is long line of them that deserve to be treated the same way as international war crimes, guilty of committing crimes against humanity, against this country, the ultimate treason, treachery, and they should be paid, made to pay the ultimate price. I concur. Listen, what happened on 9/11 was probably the most grotesque, in-your-face betrayal of this country ever. Now, World War One was a similar betrayal. We lost how many millions of our men? I don't remember. World War II, the same thing. All the other wars, the same thing. Those are betrayals. They're treason. They're traitor activities, and they should be treated the same way. I agree.
And it's amazing, but we're finding out more and more the Internet is really a powerful tool. Talk shows like you, they would not have allowed your talk show to be on 20 years ago. It just wouldn't have happened, Jeff. And your internet site, rents.com, they would not have allowed, I mean, that of course, they didn't even have it 20, 25 years ago.
Right.
Now the internet.
No.
So now we're able to, now I'll tell you, I think it's in December that the internet is going to be turned over to the United Nations. Then you're going to start finding all of these alternative news networks. I mean, the honest ones. A few that are honest, and websites like mine and yours are going to be going by the way. So suddenly, they'll go to Axios and won't be there anymore. Because
well, one hopes not, Tex, but you may have a point. We'll have to wait and see. I think they'll be smarter. I think there are other ways to curtail dissent online without being so overt and dictatorial and ruthless. Let's hope.
Maybe so. If Trump can get in, because of course. I'm sure he would continue with NSA and CIA.
Oh, sure.
It will not be aimed against American patriots.
No.
It's okay to find out information about terrorist activity or whatever, our enemies out there, such as Israel is one of our enemies. The Saudi Arabians and Turkey, they appear to be our enemies at this time. So we need to find out about these countries, what they're doing, what crooked activities they're doing in America. But much of the effort by the National Security Agency and the other groups, we have 16 different intelligence agencies in America. That's ridiculous. But of these 16, most of their thunder is aimed at you and I. You know, I have no doubt that every one of my phones and my internet, they're watching everything we do.
Absolutely.
So you and I are just honest, we're dedicated, and we're not going to be backed down. And I'm sure every so often they see things like, wow, I can't believe this guy, Jeff Rentz, said this. And they'll report you. But, you know, there's nothing unlawful that you do. It's just constitutional activity. You're telling the truth.
Right. No, I try.
But how many billions are wasted on tracking us? It's just stupid.
No, they're not looking at the enemies without. They're looking at these so-called alleged enemies within. Remember what happened after the OKC bombing? The word patriot was turned into the dirtiest word in the English language within a week by the mainstream media. Patriot.
Oh, yeah.
Patriot. Militia. Patriot. Hate. Killers. It was incredible. That's the power of the press. That's what they are. They're horrors. They're beyond horrors. They are the most obvious evil embodiment of disgusting filth I've ever seen. The mainstream media. Just horrible.
Oh, yes. You know, when I was audited by the IRS a number of years ago, the IRS agent, the audit was ordered by the IRS in Washington, right out of Washington, D.C., in Silver Springs, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
What has that got to do with Texas? You know, I'm here in Austin, Texas, but it came from the White House. It was an ordered audit. But the agent, he's known as the one of the worst, most outrageous IRS agents that there were. He's retired now.
Oh.
But he actually told my attorney, you know, one of the reasons we're auditing your client is because he's a member of a militia. He's anti-government. He's this, he's that. You know, Jeff, I have nothing whatsoever to do with militias. Nothing. You know, I'm in an office building.
Yeah.
You know, my ministry owns it. I don't have anything against militias. I think they're doing great things, a lot of them. But he would just, you know, just lie like that, you know. So that's why they audited me, because I'm a member of a militia. I want to overthrow the government.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I spent 20 years in Air Force Blue. I was an Air Force officer for over 20 years.
The intelligence officer, too, yeah.
Yeah, earned the Vietnam Service Medal and all that. So, you know, but we're their enemy because we just tell the truth. Of course, you know, the IRS audit didn't go anywhere, but it sure took a lot of my time. a lot of taxpayer money.
Yes.
Just to waste, you know, on all that. But this is what they do to us. But I'll tell you, Donald Trump, he has, the first thing he said out of his mouth about immigration, I said, now, if this is true, that he opposes these illegal immigrants coming to the United States, mm-hmm. and he's going to build a wall and deport them. So, I just sort of load my time. I'm going to see. And everything he says just lends to this. And, of course, he's made the Jews and all the other powerful agents angry at him. Boy.
And let's talk about that just for a minute. First of all, he's got his Jewish, quote, credentials. Both of his adult children are married to Jews, a male and a female, and both mm-hmm. happen to be from Jewish families of billionaires, billionaire Jewish families. He's paid his dues for decades working with Wall Street Jewish financiers. He knows the game. He knows these people. I'm here to tell you, and I will submit, and I think you'll agree with me, Donald Trump knows exactly what happened on 9/11. He knows about Building 7. He knows what dropped the Twin Towers. He's not going to say it now because it would harm him. He's got to get in office first. Then maybe a new investigation can be opened, something along those lines. This man knows all about Israel. He knows about the money and the weapons and all of the duplicity and the treasonous activity. He knows about the backdoor into the top secret intel systems between Air Force One and the Pentagon and the White House. He knows that an Israeli company put that in. He knows there are back doors. He knows. He's not stupid. The guy is so damn smart and quick-witted, it's incredible. Never a speech is he remanded to memory. He speaks from the top of his head. During the debate, when that imbecile, that village idiot, not quite as bad as his monkey brother, George W., but Jebby was raving about mama. My mom is the strongest one. Blah, 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 blah. And you know what Trump said? He said, she should be running. Not you. She should be running. Yeah, because he calls Jebby weak. He said, well, she ought to be running. Guy is incredible with his mind, how he thinks. He's just speaking his truth.
But when he, not only did he say that, but when he said, you know, your brother George W. lied about the weapons of mass destruction, intentionally, he lied to us.
He sure did.
That means that the 5,000 Americans that died in Iraq during that war, that they were murdered then. They were murdered. Of course they were murdered. But you see, the people are now just now discovering this. They're going, what? Is that? Could that be true? And everything that Trump says is calculated to make people think, to make them sit back and say, wow, wait just a minute. If that's so, that flies in the face of everything that I've been told. So these are the kind of things. And I was
right.
Seeing George W. on the TV tonight giving a speech there in South Carolina, and I thought, this guy is such an idiot. He's so bad. How could those people like that guy?
He's a dumb monkey.
He's a dumb, and I think that it's going to be exposed. I think Trump is going to win, and everybody's going to say, well, it looks like George W. didn't help. He didn't help Jeb to take that, the votes there.
Did Bill Clinton help Hillary Clinton in Iowa or New Hampshire?
No. Right, exactly. So, I so much is against him at this time. Of course, Cruz, and I think he has figured Cruz out. Not only is Cruz a Canadian, he's not a natural born citizen. He was not natural born in America. He wasn't.
He's a natural born Canadian citizen, period.
Exactly. I mean, how can you people talk about the Constitution. Hey, I taught American government. I taught state and local government, university level, for years. I know about the Constitution. It's clear. The president must be a natural born citizen. What does that mean, natural born? You got to be born in the United States. So I think Trump has got a winner there, but he also knows that that Cruz is a liar, that he did give us. That was another thing. He exposed the fact for the first time that, you know, you and I, we've talked about it on your program before, that John Roberts, the Supreme Court Chief Justice, is a homosexual, and he is the one who gave us Obamacare. The
right.
vote was 5-4.
Exactly. He wrote both decisions.
Both to us.
He wrote both sentences. Where have you heard of that?
Who wanted John Roberts in? Who went to George W. Who was in George W. Bush's administration and went to the president, went to Karl Rove, yeah. and said, here is our Supreme Court man, John Roberts.
That's
put
right.
him in.
That's right.
He's the guy that chose John Roberts.
Teddy Boy Cruz.
And then Cruz actually stood up at that debate and said, no, I would have, if I'd had my choice, I'd have chosen ABC. I would have chosen somebody else. That's a lie. He had a choice. He was the guy who vetted John Roberts.
He is a total pathological chronic liar. Liar. That's what Ted Cruz is. He's a sick man.
It really upsets me that he claims to be a Christian, Jim.
He's a phony Christian. Hold on, we'll come right back. Text in just a couple. Hold on.
All right.
Just terrific. All right, now get this one. 750,000, give or take, total Gulf War. Let's see here. Hold on, let me read this right. To assess the long-term health consequences of George Bush's 1991 Persian Gulf War, the authors compared cause-specific mortality rates of 621,900 Gulf War veterans with those of 746,000 non-Gulf veterans by gender, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm going to read this as we go along, but it is said that there are approximately 200,000 dead now American servicemen and women who served in the totality of George Bush, the monkey's Gulf War annihilation of humanity, the genocidal war against the country, the sovereign country of Iraq. 73,000 are listed dead by the Veterans Affairs. 1.6 million disability claims have been filed. If you add it all up, we're close to having one of the highest casualty rates of any war we've ever fought in. It's over 200,000 dead now. And I don't know how many veterans every day are committing suicide, but it's a lot. And that's another thing Donald Trump does. He really cares about the veterans. It's no joke. Nobody else does. Right. He does.
That's just a disgrace. It really is. I drive every day past a dental clinic and have a huge banner that they did have across that put up on the front of it. And in Spanish, it said, you know, we welcome Medicaid patients. And I found out that one clinic that 80% of their patients are all migrants. They're all, you know, Mexican and other laborers.
80%. Oh, my.
80%. I was talking to somebody, and they said, oh, yeah. They said one of the dental assistants there said that one lady brought in all of her 8 children. You know, she had just come across the border from Mexico, and here she, you know, she got on Medicaid. And, you know, I visit someone, very, very elderly person, in a nursing home. And that individual cannot get Medicaid, you know, and they're you know, her teeth are rotting away, you know, or would be, and everybody in there. You know, it's an amazing thing. I sit there, and as Trump was criticized for saying that he's going to keep Social Security going to Americans. That's what he said at that debate. He is not.
How can you criticize that?
All those other people up there want to do it. They want to have a means test. If you make so much money, they're going to cut your Social Security.
You earned it. You paid it. You get it. Period.
Yeah. Well, that's not what Paul Ryan and all these Republicans are saying. So, I think if he paid it too, it's an amazing thing to me. You know, now listen, I'm a military guy, former military. I'm on a military pension, and I'm on Social Security. I'm doing okay, but nobody pays for my dental care. There's no insurance for me, but somebody can come in from Mexico off the street and bring their whole family down to get a full dental care.
Yeah,
paid for by the government.
I
spent 20 years in the Air Force.
Yeah,
and I worked for 50 years on Social Security. I don't get free dental care. How can they? Of course, they're going to have to take. They're paying so much out now, Social Security. They're calling it an entitlement. No, it's not. It's not something we're entitled to. We deserve it. We paid for it. But it's an amazing to me how they can give billions of dollars in welfare benefits and medical benefits to 35 to 50 million. That's how many there are illegal immigrants in America. And they cheat the poor people on Social Security. Can you imagine people out there making maybe $500 to $1,000 on Social Security, and they're going to cheat them, but give it to these illegal immigrants? I don't understand that, Jeff.
No.
I'm trying to see the righteousness in that.
No, there's none. By the way, the audience, as all of you know by now, was stacked with shills. The donor class. I love that word, the donor class. That's a code word for you know which group. Okay. That's what they did. They stacked the audience and they boo. The audiences never boo at debates. They do now. Trump knows it and he's turned the tables on them. Okay. The best figures I can come up with, 74,000 Americans dead minimum from the Gulf War, 1.6 million disabled. Extraordinary
Wow.
casualties. This is from the government. Okay. Anyway, let's go back to the debates. Donald Trump's posture, what he says during the debates, is so extraordinary and so correct that the others, the losers, are having to pick up little pieces of Donald Trump's debris, as it were, as he's blazing a trail, and try to weave it into their own campaigns, like Rubio. Ah, we're going to build a wall. We're going to finish that wall. These people weren't saying that 8-9 months ago. They're liars.
They were saying a wall is stupid. We're not going to get everything.
That's right. We all remember that. They're scum. Rubio is a homosexual, former gay porn salesman. If he still hadn't been at it recently, I would be surprised. Wearing women's boots, high-heeled, black, polished, patent leather boots. His body language is that of a complete homosexual. He doesn't stand like a male. He stands like a woman. Anyway, whatever. It's sickening.
You know, Ted Cruz is his campaign chief. His name is Michael Sweek. Now, he's the campaign chairman. He's the guy that's running Ted Cruz's campaign. I did a little checking on him. It didn't take much on Google, to find out who Michael Sweet is. Turns out that
Sounds
Michael Sweet...
Sounds suspicious to me.
Yeah, Michael Sweet happens to be... One of his best friends is Michael Chertoff. Yeah, he's the chairman, the co-chairman with Michael Chertoff of the Chertoff Group.
There you go. Wow.
Was the Jewish head of the of Homeland Security under George W. So the whole thing is a big setup.
What did Chertoff do when he left that position? He went to work for the company that made the airport scanning machines that are giving so many Americans pre-cancers now. That's what Chertoff did.
Yeah, did. And so, but this guy's head of the Chertoff group. So, you know, everybody, and of course he's got all of these people that were on the Project for a New American Century, and the Council on Foreign Relations, that are all of his, all these neocon Jews that are all of his advisors, his foreign policy advisors. Now his wife Heidi, you and I talked about her last month, Heidi Cruz, why has no one mentioned this? Heidi Cruz, is an elitist who went to two different European universities, and then she went to work for George W.
She went to Harvard too. Didn't she go to Harvard?
I'm not sure she went to Harvard.
Let me look it up.
He did.
Yeah, he
did. And it's interesting to me that she worked for Condi Rice. She was the Latin American policy advisor.
Oh.
The reason she was Latin American policy advisor was because she did half of her time over at the Council on Foreign Relations when she was working for Condi Rice. This is now Heidi Cruz. Now, what was she doing? She was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and they had appointed her to the to a task force which oversaw the North American Union plan. And she actually co-authored the book, Building a North American Union. She's one of the eight co-authors of the book.
Oh, my.
I mean, she wrote the book on building a North American Union, endorsing it. And meanwhile, Cruz was going around the country saying, oh, yes, that Council on Foreign Relations, they're a pernicious nest of snakes. He's talking about his wife. His wife was one of them. She was one of the premier cohorts in writing this. It's just an amazing thing to me. And, of course, Condi Rice was telling her, if we don't do something to stop Iraq and Saddam Hussein, we're going to have these mushroom clouds all over America from weapons of mass destruction. And there was Heidi Cruz, you know, cheerleading her own. And, of course, where was Ted Cruz during that time? Was he an outsider? No. He was in the bowels of the White House, and he was picking the Supreme Court judges and such, and he's the one that came up with John Roberts' name.
Unreal. Yeah.
It is. It's an amazing. So, but now they say we're outsiders. But I want to tell people
they could not possibly be any more in.
He couldn't. Now, when Ted Cruz was elected to the U.S. Senate from Texas,
Heidi Cruz did go to Harvard. I was right.
Harvard
Business School. Goldman Sachs took a leave of absence a year and a half ago. Yep. Leave of absence. She'll be back. Harvard Business School. Harvard. Yep.
And Goldman Sachs also gave him over $1 million loan.
1.1 that he forgot, he says, I forgot to declare it to the Federal Election Commission. He forgot. Just a little, oversight.
Hillary Clinton is taking money, giving, you know, 15-minute speeches and making $575,000 from Goldman Sachs. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz is taking $1 million loan, which probably he'll never pay back. It's so crooked and corrupt. It's unbelievable. And I'll tell you now, when Ted Cruz was chosen as, you know, voted in as U.S. Senator from Texas, I wanted to know, what is the guy now? What is he going to do? And I did a little checking. I found out that he was the first thing that he did was to get on an airplane, not just any airplane. He got on McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, and he flew together. Talk about an insider.
Yeah, I know.
He flew with McConnell on his private jet.
Yeah.
Where to?
Tel Aviv.
Israel.
Yeah,
where he met all the big boys there and got his marching orders. In fact, in the 3 months between when he was elected and when he took office, he went on two different trips with McConnell to Israel so they could get their marching orders for the next Congress. But evidently it was decided, you know, Ted, you're going to appear to be an outsider. You go in there.
Oh, man.
You call McConnell a liar and all that, and we'll set you up as an outsider.
Yeah.
So that's what they've done. And he's getting all his money from Koch brothers. By the way, he was at the Champions of Israel. They had a big dinner,
mm-hmm.
And he went there as Adelson's, you know, the casino mogul.
Shelley Adelson, yeah, sure. Yeah,
Sheldon Adelson. He went there as his guest, sat at the table with Sheldon Adelson at the Champions of Israel dinner. And of course, then the guy comes out and says, I'm an outsider. I'm opposed to what the Senate's doing. I'm for America.
It's a total lie, folks. A total lie.
This is exactly what, when Cruz says he's a liar, he's you know, everything he says, you have to listen to what Trump says. He's telling the truth. Sometimes he doesn't give you the whole story. He wants, he knows it is so thick. You know, just what I told you, you know, most people would lose that, they wouldn't understand it. They would say, this can't be true. He couldn't have flown to Israel twice in the 3 months before he took office on McConnell's private jet. That's insane. Well, yeah, it is. But it happened. And these are the kind of things that are going on. And you know, everything is set up. Everything is set up for these cruds. Of course, they figured if Rubio or Jeb or somebody like that don't get in, they'll have the outsider, Ted Cruz.
Right.
Baloney.
Right.
He's the biggest insider of all.
He may be, I was just going to say, he may be the most inside insider of the whole crew.
Right.
He might be.
He could be, yeah, but you know, he gives that little look, like, you know, and of course he did meet with those 10 homosexual hoteliers, the big Jewish billionaires in New York City. He had a private meeting with them.
Yeah.
Now they're all homosexuals. A private meeting of these 10 Jewish billionaires. I'm not going to say they're all homosexuals. I read that 8 of the 10 were
and still are.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the other 2 maybe they're not. I don't know, but they're supporting these. So he met in a private room and gave him a speech. You know, they don't invite some guy that's against same-sex marriage who's a Christian. They don't invite
him.
Never
happened. No.
These Jewish billionaires in New York, you know, it's plain what this guy is, and he is definitely not a Christian. But it's so Trump really has. Of course, Trump was going to fly to Israel. Evidently, he was going to talk to him, but they didn't want him to come, which I think is interesting, isn't it?
Well, that's the 28th of December trip that he had scheduled for flying over to meet with Netanyahu. Trump canceled the meeting. I thought it was Netanyahu. Trump canceled it when Netanyahu smeared Trump about his anti-Muslim position here. Because Netanyahu's agenda, of course, is to push the invasion of Europe with millions of Muslims to destroy Europe. He doesn't want anybody to wake America up to the fact that these Muslims are coming over here and will come over in droves unless we stop it. So that's why he can't. Yeah. And Trump said, I'm not going. And he canceled the trip. They don't own him. Remember the speech he gave before the Jewish group? I forget the name of the group. He says, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me. But you people are not going to like me. And there's a pause. And he says, because you can't buy me. And they booed him.
That was an incredible display of courage.
Absolutely.
Now, John F. Kennedy, of course, had that kind of courage, and surely he knew that his life was in jeopardy. But, you know, they did take him out.
Well, he thought the Secret Service would protect him, and you all remember what happened at Dealey. So they didn't protect him.
Yeah, and of course, maybe he thought his brother could do something about that, too, if an assassination were to occur or whatever.
Right.
But I can see the same pattern here with Donald Trump, because the guy has courage. He has courage. But in every case, you know, these trade deals, they're ruining America. And what does he say? Hey, our leaders are stupid. He's going to renegotiate all these trade deals, you know, the NAFTA, the Trans-Pacific
Absolutely.
Partnership.
He will, too.
Yeah, he's going to make them play. Think about that. He's going to apply tariffs to Carrier Corporation, all these others that are moving their plants overseas.
You have to. It's the only way to survive in this economy. You've got to tariff inbound goods. The trade deficit with China was enormous. They send their goods over here, no cost. We send our goods to China, they tariff them.
A $369 billion trade deficit with China. But this flies in the face of the global trading cartel. Because for 50 years they've said, oh, we've just got to have free trade. Of course, they don't know what fair trade is. Fair trade is the way to go.
Yeah.
But they don't want that, because they're going to make their money as internationalists. because they have their plants overseas. You know, Apple doesn't make Apple phones here. If you got an Apple phone, you say, well, I got an American product. No, you don't. No, you don't. It's made in China. It's made by Foxconn in China.
Slave labor.
Slave labor, yeah. People go there. They're actually jumping off the building there, committing suicide.
Many have. Yeah.
Many have. They've actually had to put nets up, you know, like circus nets.
Yeah.
Where the guys on tightrope walkers and such might fall. They put those kind of nets
around the buildings.
All around the building, because people are going up the building, these Chinese workers working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, and they were all jumping off, killing themselves. And making Apple phones and all kinds of different products for America. So Trump knows about this. And he's not going to let Apple get away with making their phones over there. But Apple has got to sell to the United States. So Trump's going to have them. He's, you know what got to me was Bill O'Reilly and all these others said, you know, you can't deport 12 million. You'll never do that. That's too many. It'll take you years to do that. Well, what do you mean? 12 million is really not that. It's 30 or 40 million at least.
It's 40 million at least. How much would it cost to deport 12 million? All right. Now, let's lay that up against the cost we pay each and every year to give them entitlements. It blows it away. There's no comparison. It's far cheaper to round them up and send them home than to keep them here and keep paying and paying and paying and paying.
That's right. And then American workers will get paid more. They will get more jobs, get all these foreign workers jobs. And guess what? Then they'll be paying more taxes, and the government will get more money.
That's right. That's right.
I think it's a great deal for America. So Trump knows all this. He knows, you know, but they want to deceive us and tell us, oh no, it's a good deal. They call this. They actually have a name for this, Jeff. It's called creative destruction. I remember listening to a speech by Alan Greenspan, head of the Federal Reserve, and he was talking about the value of creative destruction. He says, yes, we've lost millions of jobs, but that's all creative destruction. What does that mean?
What do you mean? Creative destruction.
That's creative destruction.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, it's creative destruction. Michael Ledeen, one of the CIA guys, he crows about that. He's a Jew, of course. So this is what they, you know, it's creative destruction.
Well, that's part of the semantic war on us, Tex, the semantic war on Americans to confuse their brains by redirecting words to new definitions.
Oh, yes,
phrases,
absolutely.
Words, the whole thing.
You know, a Carrier Corporation was going to try to calm those 1,400 workers. Last week at their meeting, they were going to say, "Yes, we're going to build our air conditioners down there, but don't worry, you know, we're going to get you guys another job, maybe at McDonald's or throwing hamburgers or Wendy's or something. Don't worry, you know, the government will take care of you. You'll be getting 48 weeks of unemployment compensation and all that." The people got angry. They started cursing them and shaking their fist. Of course they did. That was just more creative destruction going on. And the guy, the Carrier representative, was trying to say, this is going to end up in really good for you guys in the end. They knew they'd been taken. They weren't going to have their jobs. They're going to close the plant. So this is what Trump says, I'm going to stop that. Wow. You know, and I think he's going to win more votes in the black area. He's going to win votes.
There's no question about it. None. I completely concur. And all the attacks, all the assaults, all the abuse being directed at him, thank God, is backfiring. His ratings continue to climb. The worse the attacks and Cruz's attacks, he's already got robocallers working in Carolina, just like he did in Iowa. Lies, lies, lies. The Trump may be dropping out, and you better cast your vote for Cruz. Robo-dialers.
Well, I recommend that people really understand what's going on and understand what Trump is doing and support him. I've never gone for anybody, even Ron Paul, and never really.
I haven't either. I know. This is the first time for me.
There you go. But we see those components of the New World Order. Every one of them, he's kicking out the props. And so we now have a champion. If he does, like you say, Jeff, one half, even a third of what he says, if he doesn't, they're going to accelerate this.
Absolutely.
And we're going to end America. It's going to be over. So we're right at the edge now. This is make or break.
I concur. Tex, that was really great. Thank you. And again, for all of you out there who have not made up your minds, and even if you have and you're not behind Trump, listen to what we're saying and honestly understand the lies and deceit that we're trying to make you aware of. It's unprecedented. Cruz is the worst possible establishment player that you can come up with. The worst. It's just despicable. You think of Harry Reid and how disgusting he is. It's the same thing. He's a player. He's a liar and a creep on top of everything else. What did his roommate say from the first year of college? He said he was a psychopath. All right? That's as a freshman in college. Yeah, you got to be something else to be called a psychopath at that young age. All right, Tex, thank you. We'll talk again. We won't talk till after Super Tuesday, I guess. Which is going to be amazing. But if you need to be on any time before then, if something comes up, please let me know, and we'll put you right back on.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much. I sure appreciate your courage. Great being with you.
Thank you, my friend. Good night. There he goes, Tex Mars. Just an amazing American. And we will be back with hour number two. We're going to bring you up to date on the Zika virus story, which continues to scare a lot of people. And again, a lot of people don't really understand what the hell's going on with Zika virus. So Henry Nyman will be here next hour to try to bring all of us along and educate next.